And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 7th of January, 2015. Today is Christmas in the Russian Orthodox Church, which goes by the Julian calendar rather than the Gregorian calendar that we use. Today is the birthday of Jan Wenner, 1946, New York City, grew up in California, dropped out of Berkeley to get a job at a magazine called Ramparts. And the next year, 1967, in a printer's loft in San Francisco, he co-founded a magazine with the jazz critic Ralph Gleason, a biweekly focused on rock music, and called it Rolling Stone. It's the birthday of the novelist Nicholson Baker, born New York City, 1957. Wanted to be a musician. He was a bassoonist, was pretty good, went to the Eastman School of Music, planned to become a composer. And then one day he changed his mind when he saw his mother laughing hard at an essay on golf by the writer John Updike. Baker wrote, "My mother's laughter was miraculous, sourced in the nowhere of print, unaided by ham mannerisms. Nothing is more impressive than the sight of a complex person suddenly ripping out a laugh over some words in a serious book or periodical." And he decided, Nicholson Baker, that he would be a writer. He wrote a book about his obsession with John Updike called You and I, A True Story, wrote a novel about a single erotic phone conversation between two strangers called Vox. His most recent book, Traveling Sprinkler, about a poet who begins to reinvent his life as a musician. It's the birthday of Zora Neale Hurston, born Notasulga, Alabama, 1891. Went to Barnard College, studied anthropology. She was the only black student there. Published many short stories in the 20s, early 30s. Her first book, Mules and Men, was an anthropological study of African-American folklore. Best known for her novel, 1937, Their Eyes Were Watching God. And it was on this day, 1610, Galileo described his discovery of three of Jupiter's moons, which was important evidence in support of the Copernican theory that the Earth went around the sun. Here's a poem for today by Joseph Miller entitled Telephone Repairman. All morning, in the February light, he has been mending cable, splicing the pairs of wires together according to their colors, white blue to white blue, violet slate to violet slate, in the warehouse attic by the river. When he is finished, the messages will flow along the line. Thank you for the gift. Please come to the baptism. The bill is now past due. Voices that flicker and gleam back and forth across the tracer-colored wires. We live so much of our lives without telling anyone, going out before dawn, working all day by ourselves, shaking our heads in silence at the news on the radio. He thinks of the many signals flying in the air around him, the syllables fluttering, saying, please love me, from continent to continent, over the curve of the earth. Telephone Repairman by Joseph Miller from his collection Overtime, published by Eastern Washington University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.